Now, friends, we've come to one of the most vital sections of the book of Deuteronomy, and it's another major section, by the way. We have come to that regards the future, and it has to do with not only the nation Israel, but it has to do with that land over there, regarding their future in the land. And that is the section we're in now, from chapter 27 through chapter 30. And this is a very vital section. In it we have the so-called Palestinian covenant that God made with the nation Israel. And this is what we'll be looking at when we get to the 30th chapter. Now, those of you that have my notes, note that I give the 29th chapter and the 30th chapter down through verse 10 as the Palestinian covenant. And you will find that others give all of chapter 29 and 30. The fact of the matter is, Dr. Louis Sperry Chafer, formerly president of Dallas Seminary, gives chapters 28 through 30, and I think that the Scofield Reference Bible gives the 29th chapter as the introduction to the Palestinian covenant, and then the 30th chapter down through verse 10 as the covenant itself. Now, I think that since we've entered this section here, and we'll be here, I'm sure, a couple of days, probably first of all that we ought to say something about a covenant. That word has already occurred several times, and there are different kinds of covenants. You'll find out that men make covenants, that is, individuals, one with another. They're mentioned in the Bible. Then there are nations that make covenants, and some of them are mentioned in the Bible. Then there are covenants which God made with his people in the Old Testament and made with humanity. At the very beginning, you have what is known as the Adamic covenant. You have the Noahic covenant. You have the Abrahamic covenant. You have the Mosaic covenant. And now we've come to the Palestinian covenant. Now, these covenants that God makes are divided into two different classifications, conditional covenants and the other unconditional covenants, or else we might say eternal covenants are temporary covenants. A temporary covenant is a conditional covenant, and then an eternal covenant, our permanent covenant, is one that's unconditional. And it's well to be able to distinguish between the two. Now, we find that God made a covenant with Abraham. That's one of the unconditional covenants. God made a covenant with Moses, the Ten Commandments. They were conditional. And then God made this Palestinian covenant, and it's unconditional. And we'll be looking at that as we come to it, actually, in the 30th chapter. Now, all of this has to do with the future, and you understand that these people now are on the east bank of the Jordan River. They're preparing to enter the land. A new generation is there. The old generation will not enter. In fact, they are all dead, with one exception, and that is Moses. And Moses will not enter into the land. We'll see that this book closes with a requiem to Moses. He dies, but he doesn't enter the land, but the people enter under a new leader. And this particular section has to do with their future in the land. And you have here probably some of the most remarkable prophecies that we have in the entire Word of God. You have here, beginning with chapter 27, let me begin reading here. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, "Keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and it shall be on the day when ye shall pass over Jordan into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster. Thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee. Now, they were told that when they crossed over into the land, the Ten Commandments would be put around everywhere. Now, their tenure in the land, their dwelling there, would be determined by their obedience to God. That was a conditional arrangement. But the land was given to them under no conditions whatsoever. God gave it to them, and we'll see an unconditional covenant, and they're yet to come back to that land. This is something that's very important to see in this section here. Now he says in verse 4, therefore it shall be, when ye be gone over Jordan, that ye shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster, and there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, thou shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Lord thy God. Thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. Now, they are to enter the land on this condition, you see. And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day. Thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Now, notice this. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, thee shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people when ye are come over Jordan. And he mentions the tribes that will do the blessing. They'll go here on Mount Gerizim. And then those that are to have the curses, they go over to Mount Ebal. Now, if you've ever been in that land, it's right in that area where the Samaritan woman was at the well. That well is there. And also Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim are there today. And it's in Arab hands, although it's presently held by the nation Israel. But that's an Arab area entirely, even to this day. And they were to put on one mountain, that is Gerizim, the blessings, and on Mount Ebal the curses. Now you have the curses given. In other words, they go into the land, their tenure there is on a condition. They are, just shall I say, tenants, and they're to pay rent. That is, that rent is obedience unto God. But actually, they're more than tenants. God's given them the land as the eternal possession. And when a generation will not obey God, they'll be put out of the land, but the land will remain theirs. That's the reason that that piece of real estate is the most sensitive spot on top side of this globe today. And it's the belief of a great many that right now a world war could be triggered by what takes place in that land. And certainly that is true. Now, you have here 12 curses given, and I'm not going into detail here about them. Verse 15, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image. And now, you see, this has to do with the Ten Commandments. And then verse 16, curses be he that setteth light by his father or his mother. And then you come down to chapter 28, and I'm not going through, by the way, all these 12 curses that are here. They all relate to the Ten Commandments.